So today's module is about meditation. And meditation is something that many people have been exploring in the last couple of years, let's say last 10 years. But in my opinion, it's just not fully understood right. So over the years, I've done, for example, a transcendental meditation course. I did a Vipassana retreat, and of course, I have my own optimal timeline meditation. And in this video, what I want to do is I want to explain the basics of meditation and why you might want to incorporate some form of meditation into your life to raise your vibration. So, to begin with, it's important to recognize that our consciousness is not our brain or our ego. Our consciousness and what we truly are exist above our ego and body. So as Anthony DeMello beautifully explains, we have kind of like this I, it's our consciousness, and a you, it's kind of like our body. And the I observes the you. So what we don't want is to label and identify this I with you. You know, we all say like, I am Mitchell, for example. But really, is I really Mitchell? Because I is not my name. And I is not my body. So what is I? I is actually the observer. I is basically the sky. And you are the clouds. So anyway, throughout the day, we have a constant way of, you know, conversations in our heads. We are always talking to ourselves, which we talked about in the thoughts module. We react to everything we do. We react to our ideas, to our thoughts, and we believe that this voice is us, the one constantly, you know, making all these comments about ourselves. But that's not who we are. This is just a voice in our brain, constantly stimulated by all impulses that we experience daily. This is our ego. And nowadays, this ego is extremely present in everyone, simply because there is so much external stimulation that we need to react on, or that we think we need to react on. So what you want to do for yourself is actually distinguish between that voice that's always analyzing and your true consciousness that lives outside this, you know, idea. And the best way to do that actually is through meditation. So there's two types of meditation. The first and the most common type is where we focus all of our energy and attention on one focal point. This could be a mantra, like with transcendental meditation, where you get like your personal mantra. It could be your breath. It could be the tip of your nose. It could be simply nothing at all. So the idea is to keep your focus there for an extended period of time. It could be like 5 minutes, for example. It could be an hour. It could be like a whole day, like hours of meditation within, for example, the Vipassana retreats. So if you're starting and you have never meditated before, I would suggest that you start with 5 or 10 minutes and you can gradually increase this over time. Then there's also a second type of meditation, which is kind of like a guided meditation. And this, you know, probably needs a little bit of explanation. You know, you can detach your consciousness from your ego simply by following an audio guide. You can do this, for example, with the Optimal Timeline Meditation audios that I have recorded and that you also have been given apart from this Raise Your Vibration Masterclass. So when you meditate regularly, here's what you can expect. One is you will live longer because meditation strengthens your chromosomes, making them more resilient to stress. So when you experience, for example, chronic stress, your expected lifespan will decrease significantly and you will age faster. So it's one very important thing. Other thing is it reduces stress. And the less stress you experience, the happier you feel, the higher your vibration, the stronger your immune system becomes. You will sleep better, you will sleep more deeply, your connection with higher self, it will improve. So actually meditation is such, you know, truly a no-brainer to practice for yourself. And that's exactly what meditation should do to you. Create a no-brain state. The disconnect between ego and the consciousness. So we are, you know, you hear a lot of stuff about mindfulness. No, what you want to have is like mind emptiness, not mindfulness. Anyway, in the next video, I want to talk to you about meditating to manifest. So I hope to see you back in the next video.